Hello, this is Ryan Barra tuning back in for another one. And I wanted to tell you about something that I learned from one of my coaches, okay? So I'm not a hypocrite. I tell people to hire coaches all the time. So do I, right? When I tell people to do something, I make sure that I'm doing it. I try not to give advice that I don't do myself, okay? Now, my coach was saying something about the deadly sins from the Bible, right? And he went into the sin sloth, right? The sin sloth. And before I get into it, I wanted to let you guys know that I am very proficient when it comes to fitness and health. Very proficient. I have dedicated my life to it for 10 years straight, every day. I went to school specifically for fitness and health promotion. I have businesses in it. I have a fitness facility. I had a fitness manufacturing company where I made equipment. I installed fitness equipment. I worked at a community center. I managed gyms. I personal trained. I lived, eat, breathe, sleep this. So I am very proficient in it. And for a long time, I still couldn't get the body I wanted. I knew what to do. I knew the plans. I would buy pills. I would buy this. I'd buy that. And I just did not know what the F to do, right? And so when I heard this, it made sense and it clicked to me and it really helped me get a sharper body, a very sharp body. It looked better. I felt better. I glowed, right? And he went into the deadly sin sloth. And so what I thought the deadly sin sloth was to be lazy, not to work, not to move your feet, not to move your hands, not to move your body, right? And sloth, and I'm not sure if this is the exact definition, okay? It's a two-parter. It is the lack of physical work, okay? So most of you aren't suffering from that. Most of you are trying meal plans or trying keto or trying intermittent fasting or trying running or trying doing these things. So most of you men aren't lazy, right? You are trying things, and I respect that, and that's what I did. But the second part I didn't do, and he said it's a lack of spiritual work. And that really hit me because I was trying at all these other things to really fix my body, but I wasn't really working at the other 50%. So I was missing half my potential. And the spiritual work is the way you talk, the way you think, the way you interact, you know, all those things, the way you hold yourself, the way you stand. That's that spiritual work. And so many of us don't do it. So if you're doing the hard work, but you're not doing the spiritual work, I promise you, you won't get a sharp physique that you want. Because I can promise you that exactly the reason why you look the way you look right now is because the way you walk, talk, and especially the way you think. And that really hit me deep because it taught me that, you know, something's wrong with the way you think. Something's wrong with the way you interact with people, Ryan. Something's wrong with the way you wake up and speak to your wife. Something's wrong. This is why you have the body that you have. So stop trying to grab at the physical because you know what to do. You've been busting your ass. You work hard in the gym, you go for runs, you eat the broccoli and chicken or whatever, right? But you're not doing the spiritual work. And the spiritual work is the stuff that I really pride myself on that took me a long time to teach myself and teach others, okay? And teach others. So the biggest thing, and I'm not going to give you any solutions for spiritual work right now. It's more questions you need to ask yourself because everyone's journey starts from a different place, okay? You have to ask yourself, are you happy with the way you look? And if the answer is yes, then this is not the place for you. If the answer is no, then you know something's wrong. That's a good thing because if you have problems, that's a good thing. That is a good thing, right? I always tell people there's always two sides to a coin. There's good, there's evil, there's true, there's false, right? There's compliments and criticism. You can't always compliment yourself because on the other side of the coin, there's a criticism. So what criticisms, honest, deep criticisms do you need to give yourself? And when you start giving yourself those criticisms and working on it, I'm not saying giving yourself criticisms and get anxiety, depression. I'm saying own them. Own the fact that you have problems and then work on them. And if you don't know how to fix it, you hire someone to help fix it. Right? I always talk about that. I know I have problems with my car. I need to get oil changes. I can do it myself, but it's going to take me twice as long. I'm going to need to buy all the parts, the oil filter, the oil, the jack stands. I might as well go to someone that can get it done in 10 minutes, right? And the same thing with you. If you don't know how to fix it, you need to go to someone that can help you fix it, okay? Because your body is a direct reflection of your mind. Direct. Because when everything's going right in your mind, trust me, it is easy to eat healthy. It is easy to make the right decisions. It's easy to say no to the bad food. Your body naturally wants to do it. Your body naturally wants to sleep well. Your body naturally wants to, you know, exercise and swim and jump and walk and talk and socialize. It doesn't always want to drink alcohol and eat pizza and eat like crap. Your body's smart. It knows what makes it feel good. The reason why you eat those things is because something's wrong inside your head. Okay? And for a long time, that was me. I owned a gym. I remember I was lean as hell when I opened my gym. And when I opened my gym and more responsibility fell on my plate as a man, I started putting on weight. I went from 190 to 245, 244, the heaviest I've ever been. And I look like a slob. I remember I used to drive home and buy a whole pizza and eat in my car and hide the pizza box when I got home. It's embarrassing to tell that story, but clearly something was wrong. I had a gym. I was working out every day, but I was not doing something right. And it was showing up on my body, right? And now I talked about this on another podcast about your body and how it is a direct reflection of your mind. The human body has been admired for hundreds of years. Go to Italy. There's statues of human bodies with the chiseled form, chest, abs, arms, back. We respect the human form. When you really perfect the mind, everybody can respect it. It's something that we just love about it, right? The reason why is because we understand that this person, this individual actually invested into themselves. And let me tell you something. Every single time I have put $1 into me, into Ryan Barra, I've gotten $2 out. Every single time I've put an hour into running, I've gotten 2 hours back in my life. Every single time I've put effort into my body, into my mind, into my spirit, I have gotten 2 hours back. It is a doubling game, and it's your choice, okay? It's your choice whether to make this decision on actually chasing not only the physical, because men are built to be physical. We're stronger than women. We have more testosterone. There's a reason why we have hair on our bodies, because we're meant to go outside and endure the weather. Nature, we're meant to be strong. Our hands are strong. Our arms are strong. Our legs are strong. But that's only half the battle. It's the spiritual work. And I want to let you know, just really think about that, okay? And I want to thank you guys for joining in. I appreciate every single one of you. This was more of a podcast to kind of generate some ideas. Maybe just ask yourself some questions. My job isn't to do this journey with you. It's just to make sure that you do this journey by yourself and understand why you're doing it while asking yourself the right questions, okay? Gentlemen, I have all the social media linked below, my personal, where we can stay in contact still. I don't hire somebody to handle my social media. It's me. So I'm always there. I believe to have a voice to stay in contact with you, men. I believe it's my purpose. It's my calling to help you and in any way, shape, or form. So if you want to reach out to me, I am always there. I appreciate every single one of you. I will see you on the next one. If you are only doing the physical work, you're only doing how. Okay, I'll see the next one.